All right, George just told us about his plumbing issues. Well, George, someone says they can help. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the official contractor of our show, Randy Cody.
Hey, there you guys. Got me there?
We got you.
I tell you, it's George, I heard you talking about your plumbing there. I can help you get your plumbing fixed if that's what you need.
Yeah, that's what I need for sure.
Hey, I got some great subs, but I'm going to do this one myself since you're such a good P1 host.
Oh, well, thanks, Randy.
I used to be a plumber before I went GC, and so I got a lot of experience there. Tell me this, is it your crapper or your turn-on water?
Well, I think it's my turn-on water.
All right, well, oh, hell. Well, if it's your supply pipes, that can get a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
Chasing down that leak and everything. I tell you, I already got a crew up over at your place right now.
Well, what? I didn't authorize that. What do you mean?
They ripped out all them north walls.
Wow. Well, it's on the south wall.
Which side of the house is it on?
The south.
Oh, hell, we'll put them walls back up for you. That's no problem. That'll just be a minor charge there. Hey, well, I'm about to come up on your house right now, but let me ask you this. While we're here, you want us to resurface this pool?
No.
I mean, we can fix the wall leak. That's no problem. But if you don't resurface that pool, I think that leak's just going to open back up again.
I don't think it's pool related.
I don't think it's pool-related either, but I just think you really need to resurface that pool. Or
no, don't try to upsell me. Don't try to do that. And
anything else you need done while I'm out here? These shingles looking pretty well curled to me.
No, that's a relatively new roof. They're fine. They're good.
Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start on a new roof, and you tell me if you like it.
No.
If you don't like it, we'll put the old one back on for you. Now, you are going to need some new decking on that roof, too. I want to use some water-resistant radiant barrier decking. A new product they got out right now.
I don't need that. I just need to get this leak stopped and stop tearing down walls.
Speaking of the radiant barrier up on the deck and on the roof, we're really going to need to redo these lighting fixtures, replace these lighting fixtures to get you the energy savings that you want from that radiant barrier roof. So I'm going to go ahead and start on that, too.
No.
We'll get that done. We'll get you all new lighting fixtures.
Sounds pretty good to me, George.
I don't need lighting fixtures. I just need to get this leak stopped.
I tell you, I don't understand. You're talking about not having a place to stay. Why don't you stay out one of these guest houses you got scattered out back here?
I don't. You're at the wrong house. I don't have guest houses.
Five guest houses on the back of this property here.
No.
You got to stay out there. All right, so I got you down for a roof. We're going to resurface the pool.
No.
We're going to change out the lighting fixtures, and we're going to chase down a leak, and we're going to put up all the north walls again.
the chase down the leak thing sounds really good, if you could just do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that for sure, and we'll do the other items that I also have you committed to on this list.
I didn't commit to anything.
You committed to it. I tell you what, I'm excited, and I'm hopping with energy because, see, I threw my back out, and I've been laid up, and this is the first time I've been out on a job in a while. I took a little pick-me-up pills that one of my subcontractors, Manuel, gave me. I tell you what, I'm feeling all kinds of energy.
Look, I didn't authorize any of that work, and all I need is just
you have to understand, George, I've just about dropped every one of my clients here to get on your job. So if I'm going to be at your place, I'm going to make this thing worth my while.
He's doing you a favor.
I didn't say for you to go out there.
I'm doing you a favor. Oh, see, this is the big talk show host ego coming out here.
No, this is the thing that everyone fears with a contractor.
For me to do work for you. Is that it?
No, this is what everyone fears with a contractor. You just start getting out there and knocking out walls.
Hey, well, here's the deal, man. You're a radio show host. You deserve a new roof. Look at it that way. You deserve a new roof. I'm going to go ahead and put that up on there for you and everything.
No.
I got a bid here for you.
A what?
A bid. And the bid comes out to, looks like we're looking at $278,000.
Whoa.
You haven't even
steep,
see?
You haven't even found the leak yet.
It is steep.
Well, to me, the leak has now been bumped down to about the lowest on this list. Yeah, we got bigger jobs here than the leak now.
Stop worrying about the other things that really don't even need to be done.
I tell you what, why don't you meet me out at your place right after the show? Can you get here around, let's say, 11 o'clock or so?
Well, yeah, imagine.
All right, meet me here at your place at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to beat your ass.
Well, now we've gotten sideways with
him. You're telling me how to do my job now.
How big, old boy, are you trying to tell me how to be a talk show host, too?
Hi, Chief. You come on out here.
Don't call me Chief.
You're going to get a size 11 and a half right up your back.
Well, I work 12, so we'll see who wins that one.
All right, bring it on, Chief.
All right, see ya. There goes Randy. See, that's what I was afraid of, that kind of contractor.
I never thought we'd get sideways with Randy.
He just does cause damage and then ask questions later. That's what I'm afraid of. All right, it's 8:46 on the ticket, getting through the dog days of summer with baseball. We'll talk about that.